our landscapes, our cities and governments, churches, schools, workplaces, neighborhoods, and homes are invariably fields of weeds among weeds. Good progresses, yet evil does too. Our discouragement with the current landscape and all those weeds may lead us, in the words of today's first reading, to disbelieve God's power. Jesus' gardening advice may be confounding. He recommends letting the weeds grow, not devoting time, energy, or resources to them. We're to give our attention to what we can control, to mind our business. Sometimes our only response to evil is to intensify our practice of faith, hope, and love, to double down on being good wheat, a mustard seed, a bit of yeast. That bit of yeast, after all, can leaven a whole batch of flour. The holy woman or man can transform an entire landscape. Ignatius of Loyola, the soldier, became Ignatius the founder. Dorothy Day, the atheist, became Dorothy, the servant of God. Oscar Romero, the bureaucrat, became Oscar the martyr. Who might any one of us become with God's grace? If Jesus' apparently passive response to evil leaves us agitated or uncomfortable, then he's accomplished what he intended. Parables are meant to unsettle us. We're challenged to trust that good will appear and that the kingdom of heaven will grow. We are to ground our faith in the fact that God is trustworthy and relentless in sowing good seed. In the landscape of God's kingdom, what appear to be weeds will ripen into wheat. God's wisdom and grace will set things right. Good endures. Life wins. Life always wins. Some days and some years, it's difficult to imagine that all things shall be well. In God's kingdom, it's always too early for discouragement, too soon to pull the weeds.